Yeah. Well, welcome to the second episode of Podcast for Good, CFD After Dark.
What? I know, I just felt like I had to do that again.
A second time. People are going to get tired of it after your third.
Well, second podcast, second time. I'll end it there.
Don't maybe. Make that be a thing.
Could be.
So I am Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive, and this is
Jerrica Ferguson, the marketing and development director for the Washington State Combined Fund Drive.
That's right. And specifically right now, we're actually in Spokane, but it's part of a whole trip that we made, starting in Wenatchee.
Yes.
Driving down to Pullman.
Yes.
And now we are in Spokane on the eve of getting ready for training tomorrow.
And we started this trip on Wednesday at like noon because we were gone.
Yeah, we did Shelton because we awarded some folks at Little Creek Casino for the Masquerade Balls. Mm-hmm. Best taste and best presentation.
Which was awesome.
It was great. Yeah. Then we drove up and over to Wenatchee. Then we drove down and over to Pullman, and now we're up in Spokane.
And then we'll go back over and then back down to
Olympia. We have like dotted the state in this particular time. But it's actually been super fun. Lots of things getting done. We're very excited having met with WSU tonight. I do want to talk about the food we had at the restaurant we were at this evening.
I definitely do. But do you want to talk about why we were actually even in Wenatchee?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, your call. Yeah. I mean, I would love to actually just go back to that restaurant.
Sure.
Because, you know.
Well, we'll get there.
We'll get to that point.
Yeah. Okay. So we're actually on the road right now because we are training our local coordinators. This is going to be something that we do over the next month in various different locations. But we basically piggybacked our Chelan County training in Wenatchee with a Spokane County training here in Spokane.
Mm-hmm. And in the Wenatchee training, we actually were at one of the member charity organizations, part of CFD, called the Community Foundation for
North Central Washington.
North Central Washington. Really great group of people. Amazing space.
Yeah, it was one of the coolest spaces I've ever seen us get for free.
Yeah, and downtown in Wenatchee was just actually pretty rad. Like that old, like, I don't know, just the building.
Yeah, yeah. You first get in there and you think to yourself when you first drive into Wenatchee, you're like, oh, this is kind of one of those, like, farming towns.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get further into town and you're like, wow, look at this little, like...
And then you just realize that was just a sprawl. Yeah. You know, you didn't see, like, all the, like, the farmer's market that they have.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, like, it was very, like, antique-y and touristy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, it reminded me of a lot of different places on the west side of the state.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. So, that's where we were at today. And then tomorrow, of course, we will train our folks here in Spokane. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be back off to Olympia. It has so far been a really, really fruitful trip.
It has been. I think it's one of our biggest goals that we've been doing is, I mean, talking to universities. And, you know, that's, mm-hmm. I think, something that was really great. Last week when we met with Whatcom County, and then now we got to go and meet with WSU, mm-hmm. Which was a fantastic meet and greet, fantastic food.
Yes. So
clearly just hungry.
Yeah,
again.
Really. So getting back to Wenatchee, and our training there at Chelan, this particular charity was really cool. The North Central Washington Community Foundation, $75 million comes through that charity.
It's incredible,
insane.
It's insane, and it's also just fantastically, like, just an incredible group. And then, like, the way that they structure that organization and, like, new ideas, like the penny drive they talked about with the kids, where they make. Mm-hmm. Their kind of own piggy banks, and the kids decide what the grant money should be decided to based on how many pennies they raise, and actually, like, completely shows why a community should come together. Like, they'll go out, they don't just like giving grants to anyone. They're not like you're submitting a piece of, like, a letter, and then all of a sudden this charity just randomly gets the money. They actually go on site and says, what are you going to do with the money? What does your organization look like? I mean, this is something to me that was just, like, so eye-opening when they were talking about it, because you just never hear about organizations that give out grants going on site.
Being so thorough.
So thorough. I mean, I've worked with other organizations, and, you know, you just type a letter, and it's like, it looks like a form letter, and you send it in to an organization, and you're just hoping that you're one of the thousand that get that $100 grant, or, you know, the $100 million grant, you know, kind of thing. And it's incredibly hard because it's so packed. Grant people that give out grants are just so inundated.
Yeah.
Because, and I will be honest, with the internet, because I mean it's accessible now.
Yeah.
You know, and there's and but yet this community in Wenatchee has a program that affects Chelan County and other counties, Okanagan, etc., the surrounding areas, so great, like so massively.
Yeah. I thought it was just really cool. It seemed like one of those very cool organizations that is completely in tune with what their community is all about.
And I think the community is completely in tune with what they're about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the buy-off between the community and this organization just completely shows what is going on. But I do find it interesting when she talked about needs and whether what people actually give too. And you know, when we talked about that before in the last podcast, it's just so interesting to start kind of having that conversation of where do you see the need and then where do you see the money kind of coming.
So we did not go to any place glamorous for food. We stopped by this little joint called Arby's.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's about to go national.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like being in Spokane, I might have saw something
it's right on the verge of hitting big.
It is. It is.
They had a delightful roast beef sandwich.
There wasn't a great Italian loaded sub.
Sure.
Yeah,
we don't have much to report in the way of food and drink in Wenatchee.
We're no Yelp critics on that one.
No. But I do have some Wenatchee trivia.
Okay, throw it down.
Hey, there's music already.
Oh, sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. We got three questions I'm going to hit you with. You ready?
Sir Bellingham.
Ah! That can't be the answer for every single.
Well, it could be.
I guess so. Here we go. What does the word Wenatchee mean? A, Big Sun Valley. B, river flowing from a canyon. C, apple sunrise.
A.
It's actually B. River flowing from a canyon.
Dang.
It's from the Yakima.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, we passed a river the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, that was my second guess. Was not going with, what was C? Apple crisp?
Apple sunrise.
Apple sunrise. I don't know. Apple sunrise. What is that?
I just made it up.
Oh, A. Well,
I mean,
awesome.
Yeah.
I was thinking these were like terms.
Well, I mean, Big Sun Valley.
Yeah, the other two actually were, like, legitimate.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What festival in Wenatchee brings in almost 100,000 people every year?
I feel like I'm not doing the service of the great residents of Wenatchee because I don't know my facts on this. Is it a certain wine festival?
Ooh, good guess.
Can I guess again?
Yes.
Grape festival?
No, but you're in the fruit section now.
Okay, I'm gonna go with fruit festival.
It's
peaches.
Apple Dang Blossom it. Festival.
Okay, Apple Sunrise Festival.
Yeah.
Apple
yeah,
Blossom Festival yeah, brings in yeah, over 100.
Judges, we'll take it as long as we can move on.
100,000 people.
100,000 people, they say, in Wenatchee every year.
That's pretty cool. Do you know what like the festival's about?
Apple blossoms.
Okay. Next question on
that. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. This is the last one. There are 14 dams that cross the Columbia. What is the name of the dam just south of the Wenatchee?
Don't think it's Island Rock, which is a dam because we did pass that one.
Uh-huh.
Is it Island Rock?
It's Rock Island.
Okay. I'm gonna
give that
okay,
one.
Okay, so I got one of four again.
One of three.
Oh, there's like, oh, yeah.
There are only three questions this time.
I can't do math. I think the audience has noticed that.
They're like, when is this lady going to understand how many questions actually
It's like she gets in front of a mic and she's like, can't speak.
All right, okay. So.
And next segment.
Excellent job by Jericho once again.
Yes, on the
getting
quizzing.
0 out of 3 on this one.
I got one.
Oh, you did get one.
Oh, my God, this keeps happening.
All right.
Got Rock Island.
Okay.
So,
So as usual, what we want to start, what we want to continue to do in this podcast is talk about kind of the community needs. They actually changed a little bit when we actually talked to the Kinnewah Central Community
They did.
Foundation. When we look at the community needs of Chelan, clearly wildfire recovery and relief is still a top on the list. It's still something that I think even the community foundation we talked to today talked about. One thing I do want to mention, however, we kind of hit on this during the training today, is a really significant amount of money came to this region in 2015 and 2016 as a result of the wildfire relief campaign that we saw.
Yes, yeah.
And the North Central Washington Community Foundation was one of the recipients of that. But you had the soup ladies in there who weren't necessarily based in Chelan County but helped. The Antioch Valley Food Bank was in there. The American Red Cross, the local regions American Red Cross, and the United Way of Chelan Douglas. So that was one of those wildly successful, truly cool moments in the CFD that raised basically $20,000 twice, two years in a row.
I know.
But it sounded like one of the biggest... she did talk about how across the region... different cities have different needs, but the main ones seemed to be homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to be one that really...
And actually with children. What was it, 1 in 5?
Were like home insecure or whatever.
She talked about, do you remember the 500 schools that are on reduced lunches? That was a big one.
The one she pointed out that I thought was stunning.
The 50% one where
but
two schools
were above 50%.
Yeah. And she was talking about that the families are homeless. There's the 1 in 5 children in Wenatchee that are actually under that homelessness issue that they're seeing. And on top of that, these children are not eating. And so they're seeing a few different things, which is interesting. She actually brought dental care.
Yeah, dental and
which you
health.
Didn't really think about, but you know, if you're having a poor diet because you're not able to actually eat properly top of, you know, you're not getting rest, you're not getting school, they were talking about mental health is a big issue there.
Yeah, didn't
now.
She say there were two schools in particular, one had 98% of the kids on free and reduced lunch, and one had 99%.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, and it's sad. I mean, at the end of the day, it's sad that we were not able to feed just the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's we need to figure out how to get these kids fed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what makes a lot of the organizations that are in the CFD, that are in that area, so important. So that was Chelan. From Chelan, we actually drove down to Pullman in the same day to visit with the two lead volunteers at WSU. So that was also very cool. I just want to hit on where we ate there.
Yeah, that
place was great.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to eat anywhere else in the world,
if you're
right
in
now,
Palouse, you go to Banyan's.
Yeah.
Banyan's is the name of this restaurant. I'm sure for our one listener one day who's in Pullman, you will be like, oh yeah, Banyan's, that place is amazing. But for the rest of us,
go there.
Yeah,
go there.
If you're ever in the polar
area, you're
ever
in like past the mountains,
man, the Banyan's was amazing.
Head on down.
Yep, I had the seared tuna.
Oh yeah, yours
with,
did
look
really
rice pilaf.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, yours looked delish. I had the barbecue chicken. Barbecue chicken chopped salad with avocado.
Yeah.
Highly recommended because the waiter was like,
it.
Whoa, this is my salad to get. You got to make sure you get avocado on there.
Recommend something.
You listen to that waiter.
Listen to that waiter.
You listen to that waiter.
And then our counterpart got the glorious Cougar Gold
mac and cheese.
So for those of you who ever go down to Pullman, go to Banyan's. It's pricey. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Go to Banyan's. It's a classy restaurant.
Yeah, but I mean, it's reasonable.
But it's reasonable.
You do get large portions. It's not like your miniature food.
Yeah.
You know, like you're gonna be full.
Yeah. We did not just go down there to eat.
No. We did discuss.
We discussed the campaign. We're excited about some of the possibilities surrounding WSU campaign.
And I think that's one of the big important parts that CFD is trying to do, and we're trying to do, is obviously just get into universities and college campuses, whether it's community college or technical colleges, and really just say, like, hey, we're here. to support you and your foundation.
Yeah. So we drove our way up from Pullman up to here. Almost ran out of gas.
Okay. We were like, where is...
We did hit a Conoco that looked like serial killing happened there.
Won't name the area.
We won't name the area because we want to protect the innocent or the serial killers.
All I have to say, it was just really dark.
Yeah,
that was the issue.
Not phenomenal.
I mean, everyone there was fine and pleasant. It was just... It's one of those, like, eerie scenes because it's getting late and you're like, oh, yeah. Because, you know, when you're driving across the state, and I went to Eastern, so I've drove across the state many times. I mean, you are engaged with many drivers from Seattle to Vancouver to Bellingham to Spokane to Central to Ellensburg. I mean, Californians, people from Idaho, Canadians.
You're just naming states now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's plenty of drivers out there.
Know, we don't need to give people a geography.
You can cut that out.
They know.
I'm just saying.
Now that you said that, I'm going to keep it.
No. What are they getting at? There's so many drivers that most of the times they're
called
bad.
Called Jericho named off
states. We got Missouri. And then we got Texas.
Let's not forget Arkansas.
Yeah. You know, I did prove to you last night that we did have the Lone Star State and the Chilean flag.
Oh, no, you hit me with that.
Yeah.
You hit
so
me with that.
So, listeners, mom, is that Philip was trying to get to me saying that the Lone Star State flag, which is a single star with white and red, like, thick stripe, was before the Chilean flag down South America.
Full disclosure, I had no, like, reason... to completely doubt you.
I know.
I've never been to Chile.
And I have.
I know. And I don't know that much about Chilean history.
Yeah, and right?
I had no reason to actually go against you.
No.
I just decided to.
Just decided, I don't believe you. It's the Lone Star State. Yeah. They were the number one.
And then, of course, I was proven...
wrong.
100% wrong.
And I was right. But they do have very similar flags.
Yeah, they're really close. If you get a chance, those of you who are listening, Google Chile and Texas flag.
And you'll be like, whoa.
Yeah. You'll ask yourself, why exactly did Texas copy Chile?
Oh.
Don't mess with Chile.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm just going to say around all my Texan friends.
There you go. So we got here to Spokane, and we are prepared to train the volunteers tomorrow. But first, I mean, we already did some Wenatchee trivia. Now we're going to turn the tables.
Okay, we're turning
and
tables.
And Jerrica, you hit me with Spokane trivia.
It's going down.
Full disclosure, everyone, by the way, Jerrica used to live here.
Did.
So it that's
did.
Why I can't quiz you.
I know.
All right,
I know.
Go ahead and hit me with it.
Okay. With your best shot.
All right.
Okay, so Spokane trivia. Cue music and now. What is Spokane's slogan? I've said it to you many times.
Roll on Columbia?
No, that's our state folk song.
I
feel like you should just quiz me on state symbols.
Yeah,
one time.
I know, right?
Multiple times, because I love it. Well, I love their original.
I feel like I'm really gonna hate myself. What is it?
Okay, so near nature. Near perfect is Spokane's slogan. However, just now, because I knew it, and I was like typing up my notes, and then all of a sudden I was like, you know what? I want to just like confirm my answers. So I put it in, and they're like, change slogan.
They've changed the slogan? How can you?
In 2017, in June of 2017,
how can you even do that?
They changed the slogan to creative by nature.
All right, hit me with number two.
Okay, number two. What was the city of Spokane? Spokane's name originally founded as.
Oh, wow.
I like that you're losing at this. Because it makes me feel better about
Belling. Columbia?
Nope, it's actually Spokane Falls was the original name.
Oh, wow.
Because of the falls.
Yeah, well, that's, I felt like that's a little bit of a cop-out question, but okay.
Well, you know, Sir Bellingham didn't work, so whatever.
All right.
What is the largest foot race? And I will say it was actually, I don't know if it's still currently, but it is like worldwide largest foot race at one point.
Yeah, yeah, they do that, those little statues down by the thing.
Little statues down by the thing. Most descriptive.
How about the riverfront race?
No, it's actually the like Bloomsday.
Bloomsday. Boy, I was way off on that one.
Yeah, I was giving you the I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, I mean, it's down. They're down by the riverfront. Those little copper running people.
Okay. So I'm glad you got zero.
I got zero.
Yes. Nice. I feel like trivia is only just going to get harder between us.
Yes.
It's not going to be fun. People are going to be like, these people aren't even good at trivia.
These people are dumb.
Yeah, don't even put them on my trivia team. If I see these two, I'm saying no.
We're not that bad. We're actually fairly good at trivia.
I'm good at the trivia that I have the answers to. Hey, besides, obviously, state something.
Yeah. So the top five charities in Spokane, it's a fairly active county.
Mm-hmm.
Top five charities in Spokane are Second Harvest at 13,000, Vanessa Behan just a shade over 13,000, the Union Gospel Mission of Spokane, 11,600, the Spokane Humane Society at 7,300, and the Wishing Star Foundation at 5,800.
Yep.
So, Jerrica, you used to live here.
I did.
You're an alum of a school. You have visited multiple state symbols in the Whitman area.
And across Washington.
why don't you tell us what you view the needs of Spokane as you see them?
So I will put a caveat saying that I was here from 2009 to 2013.
Things could have changed.
Things could have definitely changed. I mean, even actually driving into Spokane, things did change. When I was here, and I think a lot of listeners might know if they have been in the area of Spokane, they had a very large homeless population that was right on the ramp. It seems like, I know that a lot of council members here in Spokane, that is one of the number one type. If it's not your number one, it is your top two priorities here in Spokane. You do hear a lot about homelessness. I know that it's a current big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe that there is also a very high drug problem.
Oh, wow.
During the years I was there, that was a huge discussion that we had talking in the papers and then also just talking about those kind of things on campus. That's what you did see a lot. You did see a lot of missions in charitable work working towards those things, but realistically, I mean, I think it. I mean, with homelessness, you also get hunger. You also get health issues. You also get, you know, the kind of the list starts.
Yeah,
right,
there's really so much on the periphery of homelessness.
Yeah, I think that's what's hard. I think it's also difficult for a community and for an individual to actually understand when you're like, we have a homelessness problem. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean that you have people that are sleeping in their cars? Does that mean they're sleeping on the streets? Does it mean that they own an RV and they're just parking on the side because that's all they have and can afford? Does it mean that they're actually just couch surfing on friends and family's houses? It's hard because there's so many different variables. And on top of that, you can be homeless and actually still have a job. Like, I think that there's this notion that, like, a lot of people don't work or, you know, I mean, I think there's probably a larger majority that tend not to, because that's what we see. But I mean, there's a reason why we have food banks that obviously help with families that do work, etc. But homelessness, I think, is such a heated topic in every community because it's hard to measure and assist because you don't know exactly where you need to assist.
Right?
There's not like one person that has a solution to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big factor, is that everyone goes to their members of the council and says, I want this fixed, and they go, well, I don't have a, like, they're just people,
right?
You know, and the thing is, like, they're a collective. They need to come up with a solution. They need to come up with a plan, but those plans take time,
right?
You know, cuckoo.
So we'll be training folks tomorrow. The last thing I want to hit on is upcoming events. For the CMT.
I think I could just mix.
Yeah, you could just be like Flava Flav over there. Like, yeah, boy!
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's getting ridiculous.
So we have basically the ESD softball tournament coming up on August 26th. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things for folks to remember is the football ticket online auction from August 28th through September 1st.
That also includes potentially two soccer teams, the Sounders and the Seattle Reign, which is the women's team. We are working with them right now for that partnership. So if you are into that football, like mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. Definitely keep your eye out for those awesome home games, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the Golf for Veterans Tournament is on September 16th, and September 23rd is the Run CFD.
Which is fantastic.
Which is happening in Olympia around the Capitol Lake area.
Can I just say...
Yes.
Because our theme this year is superheroes, of how fun it is to see our volunteers laugh that you're Batman. But it's, like, perfect because it, like, brings a welcoming feel. And then I get a kick out of it because you are dressed like Batman.
Yeah, so I have to say, I love that people find our theme engaging.
Yeah.
I wish that people would stop laughing at the fact that I could be Batman.
But what I love, though, is then when my part pops up, like, is that you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
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 Yeah. So somehow they go, like, it's ridiculous that Philip could be Batman. But Jerrica
Supergirl.
Is believable as Supergirl.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow.
This is
a humble promotion for myself.
First of all, I'm not that bad at Batman. I could be... Oh, I'd have to work out. I'd have to get rich.
Two factors that make
I have to get tougher. But I could be Batman.
You could. I mean, I have no doubt. You know why? Because Batman's a normal guy.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. She actually
want to be Batman, you be Batman.
You know what, honey? I support you. I support everything that you do.
I think it's funny that people really actually dig the superhero stuff.
I do.
Say,
I was nervous.
Because I gotta say, you look at this stuff long enough and you go, man, like, this is not funny anymore.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, we've been looking at it since last December of creating all this. And then when you're just staring at these posters mm-hmm. and banners.
Will people think it's funny?
Yeah, because, I mean, how many times I was like, I don't like it. And you're like, no, keep going. Yeah. And I'm like... And then we meet with WSU and she's like, that's her thing, like, she's a designer and they like and yeah. she makes incredible stuff yeah. and she was like, they're fantastic, and yeah. I was like, oh,
I know,
thank you,
it's really cool.
I couldn't get a smile off my face because I was like,
it's really cool,
you know. I kind of felt like I had to press my cheeks down. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I did those, it yeah, was yeah, me yeah. you know,
humble brag.
I'm humble bragging it, it's my yeah. first year.
Yeah. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to thank you for listening, and for those Spokane folks, tomorrow we'll see you at training.
Excited.
Thanks for listening to CFD After Dark.
Woohoo! Good night, guys.